Fourth thing I need to tell you today is that you most likely only see the tip of the iceberg. You've seen the images, you've seen the analogies. You have an iceberg with a small portion sticking out of the water, but a huge mass beneath the water that cannot be seen. Unfortunately, that's the way it is with most men's struggle with sexual issues. I wish this were not true. However, an addicted man invariably lies first to himself and then to his wife and others about the severity of his struggles. I have had men come to me who seemed genuinely broken and eager to confess their problem. Yet even in that place of eagerness, they still held back significant details about the breadth and depth of their acting out. This has been true both for men who have been caught and for the men who have made the decision to seek help completely on their own. You see, the first person we deceive is always ourself. Therefore, you need to understand that if you have seen evidence of your husband's struggle in the past, it would be an extreme aberration if it just went away. If your husband has not sought out help in recovery, you need to know that the problem didn't disappear because you caught him. Many men have promised they wouldn't do it again, only to become better at hiding their actions. One man's wife I know caught him masturbating in the first month of their marriage. She was hurt, so he told her he wouldn't do it anymore. However, instead of dealing with his struggle, he rationalized to himself that she was a woman and just didn't understand about a man's needs. So he was just more careful to make sure she didn't catch him anymore. This deception is especially true for the men who have wives who have seen the signs, but for whatever reason have been unwilling or unable to face the issue head on. I have had wives who knew a few things, i.e. they found pornography a time or two, and there were some strange charges on a credit card, and etc., who eventually found out their husband had been acting out their entire marriage. I have even seen a few instances where the husband had been seeing prostitutes for years and the wife was completely oblivious. She knew there were some struggles, but she thought her husband would never go that far. Let me tell you, it is a horrible thing when a wife has to go to the doctor to take a test for sexually transmitted diseases upon discovering that her husband's, quote, little problem was much bigger than he made it out to be. You see, the sad reality is all addicts lie about their addiction. Alcoholics lie about how much they drink. Drug addicts lie about the drugs they use. And sex addicts lie about their sexual activities. No, I'm not saying that because you found something one time, your husband is automatically a sex addict. However, I will tell you this. The odds of you having found out everything are pretty slim. Your husband could be the exception to the rule, but I have not yet met him. But you need to know that you are not crazy, and you are not mean, and you are not vindictive for asking the hard questions when you see evidence that points to an issue and a struggle. In fact, if you approach him in vulnerability and ask him if he struggles in this arena and he gets angry at you for merely asking the question, then you need to know that that is a major warning sign. You see, if he doesn't struggle in this arena, he should at least know enough about the prevalence of the issue to understand your concerns and respond with loving reassurance and openness rather than a defensiveness.